A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 29. In the home of Willy Romaw's parents, on the planet of Coruscant, the crew of the Tin Sparrow begin their hunt for corrupt Senator Desnald Armin. Here at a party for the Senators, Jedi, and others involved in the Rusan Reformations, the crew begin talking to those attending the dinner party, some running into people with answers to questions never asked.
Valentine Farfalla sees you and his eyes get big. He approaches you.
Can I help you, sir?
And he's like, you're an Ewok.
Oh, yeah. You're goddamn right.
I haven't seen any of you off of Endor.
Well, you know, shit happens.
How did you get off of Endor? My experience with Ewoks is, one, you're pretty, I don't know how to say it, wild.
Well,
kind of savage-like.
I mean, you know, I learned. I don't poop everywhere now.
That's an improvement,
I guess.
You're dressed very interesting. You wear clothes.
Yeah, apparently it's not polite to leave dang leg flopping around, so.
Well, you're furry. Again, my experience with Ewoks is that you kind of wear a hood and like a little scarf sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of a clothing optional kind of society.
Oh, for sure.
Also, you know, it's dangerous out there. It's hard on your fur. It's nasty. There's greases, there's oils.
Did they dress
you? There's froggy Aries.
He was so like true. Mid-sentence and definitely stops and is like, yeah. But we had him cater an event last year.
Everything was greasy, wasn't
he
it?
He stuck his hand in everything. He would go by the tables of all these Jedi and stuff, and he would just, like, oh, how's that taste? And stick his finger in there.
Like that?
The man leaves a snail trail.
It's gross. Oh. Yeah, it's nasty. I don't even remember what I said. Oh, did your friends dress you like this? Did they put you in this children's costume?
Oh, no. Apparently, one of our homies is trying to research being a police officer, though, so we thought we'd show him some support.
I'm an officer, too!
I'm
from the shrimp table across the room.
Also, they gave me the stick. I kind of like this stick.
Yeah, those you have to be careful with. Those have killed 3 children last year.
Only killed 3? I could probably kill like 30 babies with this club. Man, it's a good club.
What's that?
What?
Valentine just kind of makes a face of like, oh. Just kind of backs away from the conversation.
For everyone to have done.
Just walks away. So we're going to go around the table because I know some people are doing things. Like, you want to have a conversation with?
The Jedi.
So you go grab Johan?
Yes.
And I guess you tell him.
Let's go talk to the Chancellor.
Yeah, so you guys go up to the Chancellor, who is, again, speaking to Senator Nikki Beath. And she sees you, and she gives you a polite hug, like a just kind of like a side hug sort of thing, like a, you know, I don't know, like you're a person's boss.
Yeah, like she's known me for most of my life.
Yeah,
at least vicariously.
Yeah, and so, you know, she's like, Willy, it's so good to see you. It's been so long. You know, I know it's probably not my place, but your mother was very heartbroken when you left.
Tough things that one has to do for themselves sometimes.
Just have you been well?
I have been.
Have you been studying?
I have been. I've learned a lot more.
Are you ever going to finish college or university?
Maybe.
Okay.
I've learned, I feel like, even more than I did in one whole year of college. So
I understand that. I feel like I, too, learned more when I finished university. I just, you know, your parents love you very much, and they have very high expectations for you.
I know, and I think even if I do it in a different way, I can live up to them.
Okay. Well, Chancellor, I'll let you talk to them, and I'm going to go enjoy the food and refreshments.
Of course.
And so she walks off, and the Chancellor is there. Johan introduces you, and he says, "Sir, this is Willy Roma. This is the son of Lin Kama and Dr. Willy Fama."
"Hello, well met." And I extend my hand.
"It's nice to meet you." And he shakes your hand. What can I do for you?
"Well, I was told that y'all are looking to help out with this rat ghoul infestation."
"We have noticed an increase of rat ghoul infestations out in the Outer Rim and some planets that were affected, it seems, by the battle with the Sith.
Hmm.
A lot of them fell to their control and their resources have been lacking, and we've been trying to get them back, but I mean, you know how war is.
Of course.
Some don't want to join back up with us, so helping those that have been infected with the rat ghoul infestation, helping them would be nice. That might actually help us a lot."
"Well, I know people who have a cure. I've invested some money in helping them with this cure, but you can always use more hands to like pass it out, I guess."
"Or you wouldn't be speaking of Dr. Audrey Fett, would you?"
"Yes.
Yeah, we tried to recruit her a couple of months ago, but it seems like she went working with the Hutts."
"It's not incorrect.
I mean, we're not opposed to working with the Hutts if we can help, but I don't, you know, this could be tricky."
"I don't think so."
How do you propose we help with the Hutts? We're all about helping those, and they're more about making money."
"I think both can be the same thing. I think we're of the same mind that we want to get the cure out there. So if we can meet a compromise where it gets out there, then I think that will benefit all of us."
"Okay. Well, Johan, set up an appointment for the day after tomorrow, because we have the Republic Rumble tomorrow night."
"Of course."
So let's set up a meeting, and let's see if we can figure this out."
"Do you want me to call Audrey?"
"Yes, if you could."
"Of course."
"That would be great. All right. Well, since you're here, what are you doing here?"
"What am I doing here? Well,
are you here for the Republic Rumble?"
"That is part of it. But also, it'd been a while since I had visited my parents, and some of my compatriots had some business here as well."
"What sort of business?"
"I just I pop in, and I'm researching for a role in a movie."
"He said he's researching a role for a movie."
"Oh, okay. What? There's a movie agent here. His name is Willem Morix." "I'm going to let you know this out of character. He's your old agent."
"It's like, why does that name sound familiar?"
"Yeah. So, there's a movie agent here. His name is Willem Morix."
"Yeah. I think I know him. Where was he at?"
"I saw him over there talking to some people earlier."
"Cool. I'm going to go find him."
"All right.
Thanks."
So he goes off. "So your other friends, what business do they have here?"
"Well, it's the blue one."
"Uh-huh."
"The Chiss. We heard of some corruption going on in the Senate."
"Oh?"
"And with that information, he was sent to do something about some of that. Do you know Desmond Armin?"
"I do. Get your friends to come to speak to me in a few minutes." And he walks away. And Johan is kind of looking a little confused.
I call everybody.
Yeah.
"Team! Team!
Team assemble!
Team assemble! Voltron!"
So while you're doing that, Kale, what are you doing?
"I've just been eating shrimp."
"Shrimp. That's a bad idea. Your arm got
burping
fat.
Shrimp.
Burping shrimp.
Burping shrimp.
Lin Kama approaches you. "How are you doing, sweetheart?"
"To be fair, it's been a real rough day. I got my favorite onesie soggy."
"That's never fun."
"It's never fun. I got a soggy bottom early in the morning. Dad.
Was that, hold on, the soggy bottom? Did you poop yourself in?"
"No, not a soiled bottom, just different soggy bottom.
Papa Ma told me about that."
"Oh, God. Okay, well, it's good that y'all are sharing things. And then I had to talk to my ding-dang dad. Didn't like
oh,
that."
"Oh, you went and saw your father?"
"Yeah, he offered me a job."
"Did you accept it?"
"No. I told him to stick it in his butt."
"You know, we've been friends with your family for years."
"Yeah.
We all miss your mother. Your father hasn't been the same since her death."
"I don't care.
I just think that you two really need us to hash it out.
There's a lot of bad blood there.
I know.
There's a lot of damage that's been done.
Listen, I care for you very much. I just hate to see your family ripped apart because of your mother's passing.
Yeah, well, tell that to my dad. He doesn't seem to get it. You don't understand. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of stuff behind the doors that he haven't seen. Also, he killed my dog.
She was taken back.
So, thanks, Triple M, but I think I got this one. Mwah, mwah, fucking mwah.
I will throw in that same.
I drop a couple of shrimp in her hand and I walk away.
I don't want these.
She's just holding them. And as a server passes, she just dumps them onto the platter. And takes a napkin and wipes her hand off. Chabra, what are you doing? I mean, you're talking to Farfalla, but anything else?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go get one of the waiters and mind trick him into bringing me every kebab they have.
Okay, give me a roll.
32.
Okay, so the waiter who offered them shrimp earlier, he comes up to you.
What would you like, sir?
I would like you to bring me every kebab that you have.
You got it. And he walks off. You see him walk around, weaving his way through the crowd, and he comes back with a platter full of every single kebab. Lays it in front of you.
I just take the platter from him and then give him like 500 credits. I don't know what money is.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know what money is.
And so now you're just chowing down.
I'm just going to eat that, and I'm actually going to talk to Valentine. We don't have to roleplay it out, but I just want to talk to him about what he knows about Endor and where it is.
Okay, he knows a lot about it. He had traveled there for some Jedi mission when he was a Padawan. He dealt with some Ewoks. He thinks that he can find out where it was again. It's been a number of years for him.
I'm going to call Willie Rowe on the comm and be like,
hey, Willie, you need to get this guy's contact information.
Okay.
This is going to be relevant soon, I think.
Awesome.
Sawbone, what are you doing?
Sawbone was going to talk to Willie Rosema.
Okay.
Where is this in the conversation that I had with the Jedi?
This is happening at the same time.
Okay.
You have not made the call yet for everyone to meet with you. Yeah. She's wiping her hands off. You approach her.
Miss Ma?
Yes?
I need some help.
Okay.
So
what can I help you with?
I need some help with hunting down a corrupt politician.
Oh. Okay. How can I help with that?
Well, I hear that you're very connected to all of the politicians here.
Well, I mean, I work for Senator Nikki Beath. Who are you looking for?
His name is Desmond Armin.
Oh, him.
Yeah, he's a corrupt politician, and I have been tasked with bringing him back to pay for some things that he has done. So I need to capture him alive.
Okay. I don't know if I'm the person to be talking to about this. I will tell you, there's a huge event tomorrow night. The Republic Rumble, wrestling. In fact, Willie's cousin will be there performing, John Cena.
Ah.
Maybe you've heard of him. No one's ever seen him, though.
I have heard, honestly, I've heard that name.
Yeah.
But I have never seen him.
So it's a huge event here in Capital City, and he's supposed to be there. A lot of senators and stuff attend, so he should be there.
Wait, John Cena or the senator?
Both. No, Senator Desmond Armin. So you might be able to find him there.
Okay. I just shake her hand and say thank you.
What is Mark doing?
He's in a corner. He's just met up with the agent.
Uh-huh.
He goes in for a hug.
Uh-huh.
And he whispers into the agent's ear,
tell me why I shouldn't cut you right now.
Jesus.
The agent's like, whoa. Mark.
You left me for dead.
I did not leave you for dead. You were kidnapped. We tried to find you. We didn't know where you was.
You gave up after 2 days.
We looked for years.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
And then I come back. No calls, no emails.
Listen. You Nothing. Haven't been in anything for years, and the reports we're getting is you romping around the galaxy pretending to be a Jedi.
You and I were brothers.
Well, no.
It's all about
I got you roles, you acted in roles, we both made a lot of money.
Is that how it is?
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know I'm back.
Are you, though?
And I punch him in the fucking stomach.
Okay. Roll for initiative. Man.
I do it. Just, you know, where no one can really see. I just give him one of those slugs right in the stomach.
Nice liver shot.
Yeah, nice liver shot.
Mm-hmm. Roll attack.
That is a 18.
All right, you hit him. All right, you deal 3 damage. So you catch him in the the side liver stomach area.
Floating ribs, you know, something that hurts. Oh.
And then I go, ow. Now that that's out of the way, got any rolls?
No! Fuck you!
Take a dark side point.
Ooh, yeah, straight finally. Up. God damn.
Straight up.
You feel one of the, you feel the one right here on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it spread. The guy kind of storms off, and then the 3 Jedi approach you. Ileana, Lasana, and she's like dragging Johan with her. And Farfalla is following behind. And she's like, this is the Jedi. This is him. We met in, what is this? We met at the bar. I was at the bar. Listen, it's really hard hiring people, you know, that wanted to help. So I, you know, bounty hunters and stuff. So I met him at the bar. But yeah, I want you guys to meet him. This is Jedi Mark Kenobi.
And I'm just, my head's a little down. Yeah. And I'm just a little sad. Sorry, guys. I'm just realized that I lost the last part of my film career. It's gone now. I take the badge and I just the badge that I had in my pocket, the fake badge. I just kind of throw it on the ground. I'm like, it's over.
Farfalla says, "You were in movies."
Yeah, Mark Kenobi.
Oh,
nice to meet you.
You were in the one movie about the porn star.
And I perk up and I'm like, you've heard of me?
Well, I've heard of...
That movie was huge for me.
Was it?
It was a prosthetic.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, at the end.
Are you talking about Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights.
I bought it. That's right.
Yeah. Valentine's like, who was your master?
What's that?
Your master.
It's Master Dramatus.
Huh. I'm not super familiar with that name. We're trying to bring all the Jedi back to Coruscant. Right now, people train their Padawans all over the galaxy. We don't have a headquarters. You know, there's temples all over the place.
He pulled me out of the temple.
Oh, which temple?
It was on Korriban.
You were on Korriban?
Yeah, I was kidnapped, and I was put in a temple for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I was stuck there.
Johan turns to Farfalla, and he's like, that's probably why I sense the dark side on him. And Valentine turns to him and he's like, there are no Sith. The Sith are gone. You need to calm down. The Sith do not exist anymore. And Joan's like, I know, but you say that, but I don't believe it. And so Farfalla's like, that must have been absolutely just terrifying, just being...
Well, it wasn't so bad, you know? I mean, like, a lot of lonely time to myself, time to think, and, you know, figured out how to get the waters, and then, like, I ate clams in order to survive.
What are clams?
What's that?
What are clams?
They're like those little rat creature thingies, you know, like the little rodents, and they've got a tail, and, well, on the back. Anyway, it's, you know, you eat them, and, oh, that reminds me. And so I give them, I was like, I'm thinking about opening one here.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we can work something out with the Jedi Temple.
Well.
And I give him my business card.
He takes it.
And I go, it's you know, it's a food truck.
What?
I run a food truck.
They both are just, I say both, all 3 of them are just looking at you like,
what?
Yeah, opened up my own business. It's you know, entrepreneurship.
Ileana's like, that doesn't seem like the Jedi way.
What's that?
I mean, we're supposed to protect the galaxy, not...
Oh, I'm protecting it by feeding them, feeding the homeless and stuff. 10% of my profits go back to the homeless.
Yeah, deception check?
Or are you making...
I'm thinking about it.
Tax exemption check?
Yeah, an executive decision right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, you know?
okay.
I'm not doing it yet, but...
I've thought about it.
Great idea.
You know, I've got some bad food at the end of the night. That goes to the homeless.
Damn. Bad food? Wouldn't it just be...
He's like digging himself a dark side hole.
Huh. Yeah.
Oh.
Quick question. Since you guys are here, I grab one of the Jedi. Is it the master that's there?
Yeah, they're all 3 there.
Okay, I grab his. Can I have your hand for a second? Can just trust me. Here, give me a hand.
He takes your hand.
Make a fist. Hey, is this a bad thing? And I hit it on the one of the on the little things.
He pulls his hand back.
Okay. Is that bad?
What is that?
Well, I was in a temple, okay, thingy. Like a thing. There was twaps and everything. And well, this happened, and so and then I opened my and I show a little piece of it through the shirt.
Uh-huh.
That's that.
What is that?
Willie, what's on my chest?
Orbalisk.
They're the obelisk.
Wait, who are you talking to right now about what's on your chest?
The Jedi Master?
Maybe, we've
been trying to get it off.
Those are attracted to the dark side.
Listen, not everyone's perfect, right?
Did you get those on Korriban?
No. No, those came from a different planet.
What?
Yeah. Okay, well, the Great Hunt, we will... Sawbone, what planet did the Great Hunt set on?
Y'all are participating in the Great Hunt?
What's that?
What?
Mark Kenobi, stop telling people everything.
At this point, well, you have them in this, like, what? Willie chimes in.
Team assemble.
Okay, well, gotta go.
And you walk off, and they're all just like, what the hell just happened?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's weird, huh?
He's a weird one.
Valentine's like, I've dealt with actors
before. I've dealt with actors before.
All right, so they all meet up with you, and I guess you guys step out onto...
The terrace.
The terrace. Tarsus steps out there with you guys. He's like, you were all on the Great Hunt?
Are?
Why do you ask that?
Who told you that information?
I'm the one who put the bounty out on Desmond Armin.
Okay, yeah, I'm on the Great Hunt.
He's like straight up, yeah, SB.
This is just playing simply.
You passed the test.
I believe that Senator Armin worked with the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Sith. I believe that he was a supporter of them. We have some proof that he had ties to their organization. And we have suspicions that he may be trying to bring down the Republic. I want him alive. We need to find out what he's done. And we need to arrest him. And we need to try him for treason. He is off planet right now. He will be back tomorrow for the Republic Rumble.
Oh, boy. Get my grapple on.
Your parents have a box that could be your way in. Otherwise, you guys can figure out how you guys are going to get in to his box.
He also has a box.
The senator passes for all the boxes for the different senators that'll be there. Should get you into any single one of them.
Okay.
So you should be able to get into his if you want. Just want him alive. Bring him to me.
Okay.
We will bring him to you.
Alive. I will find him.
Alive. I cannot stress this enough.
I brought this stuff that we can take care of that. Not a problem. He won't die. I brought the stun stuff. I don't remember what it's called.
Do you want him in good health or just...
To answer the little furry dude's question about what type of health we should be in.
The whole table turned and looked at Daniel.
Alive is good enough.
Alive.
No,
we'll make sure that happens.
No.
Oh.
Full promises.
Full promises.
Full promises.
He tells you, do not let anyone know that I'm the one who put this bounty out. So he goes back inside, and he leaves you guys out on the terrace. At that point, you guys return, I guess, to the party.
Yeah.
And enjoy the company and seeing your parents and being with your parents. They tell you, finally, because they haven't had a chance, but at this point you've heard, your cousin is in town for the Republic Rumble.
The hot one? Not that cousin, I'm assuming. By your reaction, it said everything.
I literally have a couple dozen of them.
Right. The one with the huge head.
It's great because they all have huge heads.
Yeah, no specifics there.
I love it.
And they invite you all to their booth. So you guys finish out the night there. And this scene ends with you guys at the party. Is there anything else before I close this out?
I want the scene to end like with all of us smoking cigars on the terrace.
Yep, and that's how it ends. Hello, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Sagas, episode 29. And we are getting into some pretty good stuff. We went to Comic Palooza. We had a booth. We met some of our listeners. If you were one of our listeners that met us at the booth, hi. Hey, thank you so much. It was great meeting everybody. It was awesome. And I think for some of the other guys, it was pretty cool for them too, to like meet other listeners and stuff. You know, having done 8-Bit Geek for so many years, I don't want to say like, oh, I've met so many people and have so many fans that I've met. I'm not saying that. I'm just, you know, there's something about the first time when you meet a listener that's really pretty fucking cool. So again, thank you so much, everyone, for coming out and meeting us. If you found us at the convention, hi. Again, thank you so much for listening through 29 plus episodes of our show. I hope that you are enjoying it if you've made it this far. So real quick, let's just go through all the stuff we normally talk about. Let's talk about the other shows. 8-Bit Geek, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brandberry Tarts. Those are a lot of the great shows that you can listen to on our network. I just want to plug Divas Drop Kicks and Dives right now. They've got a convention coming up here, and it's like September, so it's a few months away. But they got into it's called StarCast. It's right before All in Chicago in September. They got a booth. They're going to be there. It's going to be awesome. So if you're going to that, if you have any interest in like wrestling and all that fun stuff, go check that out. Go to that. It's going to be pretty kick-ass, and they're going to be there. And part of the reason why I bring that up, we'll probably talk about Divas Drop Kicks and Dives a little bit more next week, is that there's obviously some wrestling going on or about to happen. If you haven't kind of, I don't want to say spoilers, but they're going to the Republic Rumble, right? Like, it's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to make more friends, have I got a way for you to do that? Discord. We have a Discord server, 8-Bit Geek does, and there are a bunch of chats for a bunch of different topics. And, you know, there's one for Saga. So if you want to go meet with other Saga fans and talk about theories and D&D and Star Wars in general, that's a place to go. And we've got stuff for wrestling. We've got stuff for losing weight. We've got stuff for getting fat. We've got everything. I once again want to plug Graham Plowman, who wrote the opening theme and a lot of the music that we use in the show. You can go check him out at grahamplowman.com. You can find him on YouTube at PlowKing2. Or on Twitter at GP Composer. He has changed, I feel like, the whole tone of this show. Because from before, it was kind of like, yeah, Star Wars, I guess. And then his music is, I feel like, it is grounded in Star Wars. Music is so huge in Star Wars. And I feel like he has helped us kind of find that voice in our show. And like I said, I feel like it's really made us more of a Star Wars fan cast sort of thing. You know what I mean? So thank you once again, Graham. Much appreciated. If you want to help support the show, you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/8bitgeek. We've got some plans for maybe some little one-shots and stuff that we're going to put over there at some point. I don't know if I've said this on the show, but my wife is pregnant. Yay! It's exciting. And we'll be having a kid number two, in about October. And so, you know, there's some, are we going to record in October, November? So we're trying to get some extra content out, and then some of that will definitely be going over to our Patreon. So make sure that you go check that out. For as little as $5 a month, you get access to some extended cuts of the 8-Bit Geek podcast. And, you know, we've thrown some episodes over there too. So make sure to go check that out. You can follow us on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek, on Twitter at 8bit_saga. And if you use the hashtag 8bitsaga, we will name a character after you. And I know we talked about some of these last week. We're going to mention them again. We've got on this current story arc, we have Nikki Beeth at Nikki the Bee. We've got Desnold Armin at Dope IV09. And I forgot this one last time, for Vita the Galaxy Warrior, we have at Galaxy Warrior. Thank you all for tweeting about the show and sharing the show and getting some characters named after you. I super appreciate it. Love you guys. So make sure to check out our website, the8bitgeek.com, for links to our Discord, links to our Threadless store, and all that fun stuff. We are working on building the Saga part of the site, where we're going to have character art and backstories and all that fun stuff, so you guys can go read about these characters and visualize them and you know what they look like. So I'm going to stop wasting your time. We're going to get back to this episode. Enjoy. Star Wipe, it's the next morning, the next day. It doesn't have to be the next morning. It could be any time. What y'all fools doing?
Wait. Are we back on our ship because it's the next day? Or are we still at his house?
That's your call. Did you guys... I assumed you stayed home. I assumed you went and stayed in your bedroom.
Yeah, might as well.
Can we all stay in his bedroom?
Probably not. Not that kind of room.
I'd say we all piled in his room. Slept on the floor.
There's a nice beds that you each have.
I'm going to find a linen closet and just tear it up.
Mm. My God.
He's nesting.
Yeah, you guys can stay. They probably have some guest bedrooms. If you didn't stay there, you guys went back to the ship But let's say they have a few guest bedrooms and someone could have crashed on Willie's floor.
I found a hammock out back.
That's weird.
Hooked up to like two fake trees. they're fake trees because they're not like hard wood, but they're like plastic trees.
Okay.
So they have this hammock hooked up to two plastic trees, and I just slept in it.
Interesting fact, you're not on their property anymore. You've moved to the neighbors.
Well, I mean, the hammock was great. I was so comfy.
Well, the next morning, the owners come out. They see you there, and they're like, "What the fuck? What?
I wasn't wearing my armor. I was in a tux.
Who are you?
is this not Lily Rose Pants House?
No!
Oh, my bad. I'm out. I'm out.
You're just going to run.
Are you trying to put a face with that voice?
Are you?
his like shoulders like.
No! I'm a senator!
Are you wearing your armor and helmet?
She's there. She's in her nightgown.
I don't know what species she is.
It'll be a Nimbodian. Nimbodian?
Nimbodian?
Nimbodian, thank you. Yeah. So you run and you like hop a little like a little barrier onto like their terrace.
Can we roll for that, please?
Roll for the hop? Yeah, let's roll for the hop.
I mean, I have.
You did this to yourself.
You did it to yourself.
As a 15.
No.
I stumbled over it then.
I'll tell you what you did.
All right.
There was an attempt.
You stumbled over it. But you totally like bus face. Yeah, just poof, over the side. You rip the seam of your pants.
We see crack?
No, everybody sees blue balls just dangling out of the...
Poor guy.
Nope, that's not a thing.
Oh, shit, I left those out here.
Puts them back in his pocket.
Tries to pick them up.
No, no. Hey, these are smaller than I remember.
These are a lot smaller than I remember.
move object?
Get off my lawn, you blue ball demon!
I'm sorry.
Oh God.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to intrude.
She just storms off inside. It's back inside. He walks in the kitchen. Your mom has made breakfast for everybody.
Nice.
What is a Saturday morning meal look like at in a Syrian household?
I guess Coruscant equivalent of like blueberry pancakes and. Yeah, I don't know, some eggs or something.
Some calf. So Sawbone walks in, and she's cooking breakfast for all you guys. What is everyone else doing?
I'm still in the bathroom.
For sure, doing your morning routine.
Mm-hmm. Getting that tip just right.
Kale, what are you doing?
I'm next door consoling the senator that Sawbone's back in bed.
Who was it, baby?
Oh, damn.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Shit got weird last night.
What did you do?
I went home with a senator. I bagged me a senator.
Okay, so then after that, then what are you doing?
I bust in walking like a champ.
Does it make
like
you feel
Ron
good?
Like Ron Burgundy with, not Ron Burgundy, Ron Swanson with a red shirt.
I was asking if you were going to wear your red shirt.
That doesn't exist in this universe, so no.
Red shirts?
Exactly. They all die off.
Exactly. He did a Star Trek reference in a Star Wars podcast.
Burn the witch.
Chub Rub, what are you doing?
Chub Rub is a little hungover, so he's just like eating raw meat out of a package that he had like stashed out of the fridge. And he, whenever Willie's mom tries to like get near him, and just kind of growls at her.
I explain him to them.
Yeah.
What do you explain?
Did they know about Ewoks?
Don't mind him. He's crazy.
That it's early and you're hungover, and it'll be all right if you leave. Yeah. We just don't mess with you for a little bit while you're eating.
Fair.
That's what I explain.
Fair. I'm imagining, so they have like this probably pretty grand kitchen sort of scenario. They probably have like an island with a couple of like bar stools around it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm imagining you on
They're connected.
One end just like holding on a bar, your head. On a bar stool. So your little feet are dangling, just bent over with your hand.
Like, I've got like suit pants on, but I don't know where my shirt or my jacket are.
He's actually got like two pillows.
To make him a little taller.
Yeah,
so he could get up to the table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's, yeah, you've got
like an ice, got like an ice pack on my skull. Just
got like a little Tupperware sort of container in front of you with your meat from wherever. And like a steaming hot cup of calf next to you. And you're just like.
I have an empty bucket next to me just in case.
What are the chances we have like an IV or something?
I don't know about an IV, but definitely medical equipment.
I would assume he's probably got some medical equipment. And he definitely has stuff for like headaches and hangovers. And
oh, for sure.
So they have something that would definitely clear that up.
Hook you up with all of that.
All right. So he gives you that stuff. Let's say some pills sort of thing to help with the headache.
This should help you in your hangover.
Oh, that's really...
Did you lose your voice box in the?
I'm just hungover. I don't know where it is.
It's just off. It's not with him right now.
It's too goddamn loud. It hurts my ears. Fuck.
I actually kind of just like wet his back just a little bit and then point a fan directly at it.
Okay, there you go.
Sawbone walks in. He's kind of like trying to like. Tie his jacket around his waist and he goes and grabs some pancakes or whatever they're called and sits down and
I have not gone to bed. I've been drinking all night.
Oh my gosh. worrisome.
I am still very drunk, just thinking about life, and I walk into the kitchen.
I'm kind of glad you're still alive.
Has breakfast?
Oh my god, he's drunk.
I quickly get the same thing that I gave to Chub Rub and
I smack it out of his hand.
Alright.
Oh no.
This is the food. How's the baby food?
I'm gonna hand Mark and Obi some raw bacon.
That's not something he should eat.
Oh.
Mark, you shouldn't eat that.
That's not stupid.
Nah, man, it's good for you. Make you feel better.
It. Mark, you shouldn't eat that.
That's a trinket.
No, you shouldn't drink it either. That's not how food works.
How's up, friend? And I grab him by two hands on his face.
Pull him off.
And I'm like,
Mark, Mark, you're so drunk.
What's that? You have, your mouth is on her forehead.
Mm. One more time?
What?
One more time?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mark, you're drunk.
Oh.
You're super drunk.
Yeah, this is the space time, man. Look at the lightsaber.
So, you want some food?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to take these pills and before you eat the food.
I take the pills.
Okay. You immediately start to feel more clear-headed.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. You really have to pee, though.
And I wet myself.
Oh, that's just goddamn nasty.
Listen, if the little monster can use
But
the
I'm running
restroom.
Outside doing it, so it's just trail.
Aww. Just a trail.
You're going to have to get PN15 to clean up
a
mess.
A little
Why
droid.
PN? There's droids.
They have a service droid that comes in and like starts like immediately just right
coming
behind
right
you.
Right after me.
Just following you out the door. And you can hear it's like beeping and squawking. It's very unhappy.
But I yell.
Wait, does anybody speak binary?
Willie speaks binary.
I speak binary.
What did it say?
Fucking human piece of shit.
Yeah. Fucking human piece of shit.
Yeah. I yell inside. Hey, I'm sorry, Miss Mama.
She is at this point, kind of just shaking her head and just cleaning up the pots and stuff.
I'm at the point where I'm just like every other word is I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
So you guys finish up breakfast. Everyone sobers up. You guys are headed back to the ship. As you're leaving, your dad stops you. And he's just like,
you know, remember, we have the tickets and passes for tonight if you want to join us in the box seats.
That is probably what I'll do.
Meet us at the arena around 6:30. It starts at like 7.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need a company.
Well, someone has to sponsor this arena.
Yeah, exactly. You need a company to sponsor it. Yeah.
Question.
Rocket League.
Oh my god, you're good.
I don't know if you've heard of it. People play soccer with spaceships.
Is there, since these he's probably got really fancy box seats. Mm-hmm. Probably some sort of dress code requirement. Fancy.
There's an only Willy Rowe
top hat actually. Sort of deal. No? Okay, cool. No. Thought you'd take that opportunity to make him do it. Gonna come when he least expects it.
No, you don't have to be as dressed up for this. It's a wrestling event. So if you have any, you know, wrestling t-shirts, I'd give you some John Cena wrestling shirts, but we haven't seen them. You know, there will be like catering and stuff too, so make sure you come hungry. But maybe not thirsty. And he looks at Chubra and Mark as you guys are walking out.
Mark.
I mean, there'll be water, so you could be a little thirsty.
Oh, okay, good.
Make sure you boys stay very well hydrated, especially you in the suit and the armor.
So, yeah. And y'all head back to your ship, I suppose.
Yeah, while we're walking, did we ever find out if someone was on the same hunt as us? Same bounty?
He told you the name. Vita, the Galaxy Warrior.
I want to look up that person. See if we can find a ship or something that came in under that name. Well, I'm going to go find the Harbor Master.
Yeah, you get to the dock where you guys are parked. You've parked your ship. You can clearly see there's like an office in the docking area where a Harbor Master would be.
Hello, well met, sir.
Yeah, sure.
I was hoping you could help me out. I was looking for someone who might have landed in this bay.
In this bay?
Yes.
I could probably look that up for you.
It's a person named Vita the Galaxy Warrior.
Give me a second.
Kind of half-assedly clicks at his keyboard.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Well, then. All right. Thanks.
No problem.
Everyone else walks to the ship. Someone, you go to like the little meeting room that's on your ship, and you dial them up.
Oh, Sawbone.
Hey, what's up?
You called me. You tell me.
I was just saying, hey, what's up?
Oh.
What's up with you? How are you?
What up, dog?
Did you find out any more information on the whereabouts of Vita?
You know, I turned in your bounty recently here on Daxon, and it looks like it might be a Wookiee.
Oh, nice. Do you know what color the Wookiee's fur is?
Yeah, based on the picture here, it looks like it's kind of like an auburn-y color.
Ooh.
With some streaks of gold and silver running throughout.
Does he go by anything other than...
Oh, I mean, not that it shows here. It does show that he uses aliases, but they're not listed.
Okay.
I'm headed to Coruscant right now. Should be there, hopefully, within the day. So I'll be there to take the bounty back to Daxon for you and give you the next bounty.
We'll be sure to try and record the rumble for you.
Hopefully I can make it in time.
So he ends the call with you, and you guys are on
the
ship now.
I relayed all the information to the group.
I'd like to change my clothes.
Okay.
In a very cool montage with music.
Okay.
Can you give me the music?
Yeah, I don't need the music, but can you tell me, I need the quick, tell me the montage.
My clothes come off. This is good.
I'm going to add the music myself.
But on top of our voices.
Right, yeah.
There's just a lot of cuts. Like, you see a boot go on.
Uh-huh.
You see another boot go on.
Uh-huh.
You see the robes go on.
Yeah.
The belt goes on. And then I grab the lightsaber and I flip it, but it falls. And it drops.
Yeah.
I pick it back up and I just put it away. That's it.
Whoa! And somehow in that montage, that was you doing all these changes and all these mm-hmm. quick cuts, and you're also across the room going, mm-mm, no.
No.
Yes.
I didn't want to take too much time, but I was standing in front of the mirror for a long time.
If it wasn't a montage, it would just be you running back and forth to do both parts.
So my question is, when did you wake up yesterday, and how long have you been awake? How tired are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Give me a use the force check just real quick.
That is a 30.
Perfect. So, at some point after your montage, you meditate for a second, and you mm-hmm. use the force to replenish your energy, and you're good to go.
Yeah!
Good shit.
After you're done meditating, you walk out of your room, and they're all changed and ready to go, and they're like, bro, we got a fucking move.
I've been in there a long time. I didn't even know
Your whole montage took all day.
We missed the fight.
So let's do the plan.
Yeah. And also, sometime while he's in his room doing the montage thing, his shared room, because
it's a bunk.
You guys get a call from Ileana.
You know, I still have that security spot open. If you guys want to help me run security, I've actually got a senator who needs some personal guards, and that is Senator Desmond Armin. So I trust you guys, and he's just one of the senators that will be guarding tonight as part of this whole group of people.
Chubrub falls off of the stool he's sitting on in the back of the room because he can't believe the blind fucking lug. Just
if you guys want to come help me, you guys can just meet me at the back entrance to the arena, and we'll get you guys squared away.
Does anybody taste that? That sweet, sweet irony?
No, man, you just haven't brushed your teeth yet.
My parents wanted me to join them. If all you need is, like, personal security, that's probably not going to be my forte. I was just going to go sit with them. I don't know if you had a position that I would be more suited for.
I don't know. I just know you guys roll well as a team. So if you want to go with your parents, that's fine. But you're always more than welcome to join the team. The more, the better.
Will, I need you to come with us.
I need you to come with us.
Well, I mean, I need you to come as a
group. Who needs me to come with
them?
I want
to
watch the show.
I understand you want to watch the show, but I need you to be the diplomat you are.
Yeah, but I'm a big Dick Spark fan, and yeah. I want to see him win the Republic Rumble.
Right, but the whole reason we're here.
Dick Spark's the city boy. He's going to win the Republic Rumble.
Woo!
That's probably IP stealing. Whoa!
You know I'm going to keep in the first part, right?
It doesn't make sense without the first one.
But the whole point of being here is to capture this senator. So I really need you to be a diplomat and, like, schmooze him up while we sedate him with his drink. With a drink.
Okay. I just figured y'all would be the only ones around him, so you could just...
I mean, man... If you can keep him busy. I don't need him seeing us trying to sedate him.
For sure. I just figured, like, I was trying to see if there was a, like, computer spot that I could get at. But there might be some other stuff that I can do from, like, the suites. I just don't know. We might need to get...
Otherwise, it's going to be Mark Kenobi trying to talk to this senator.
I bust out because I hear my name. Hey, I'm ready. Let's do this.
What are you wearing?
Woo!
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go. Where are we going?
I don't know if we caught you in the middle.
Do I got to talk to somebody? I'm ready.
Bad idea.
I'm hyped up, boys.
Hey, Pian, can you help us see if we can find the layout of the arena?
Sure thing, fellas.
He brings up, it's like Ticketmaster. It's whatever that would be called.
All the seating.
StubHub.
That probably works.
Yeah, it just shows you the seating.
That probably works.
Look, StubHubble.
I spoogled this.
Where the boxes are just on the top, I guess.
Yeah, there's like a ring all the way around of all the box seats.
Okay, so we blow the whole thing up.
That's not... Nah, nope.
I didn't bring that much that night.
We're not here to blow anyone up. We're not trying to do that. Keep it away.
We only need one.
Don't bring any of it.
And
no.
It's not even... We're not even trying to kill him.
Oh, okay.
So do we just want to go meet with Eliana?
Yeah.
Do you want to see if we can, like, walk around? I mean, if we meet with Eliana, we could probably walk around a little bit.
Yeah, maybe
beforehand.
We go meet with her, and then we go to the arena, and we walk around the arena and check it out. Huh?
She's at the back
of the arena. Oh, she is at the arena already? Oh, then yeah, let's go meet her at the arena and check out the arena. Sure. See what the arena is about.
Yeah, see what kind of
pre-show things are going on.
I'm gonna try to meet Dick Spark.
At this point, it's about 6 or so p.m., so it's still about 30 minutes before, like, you guys need to meet, like, your parents if you decide to do that. But
I'm gonna tell them I probably won't make it.
Okay.
I mean, could we not stop by after we're done, maybe?
Depends on how long it takes and where we taken.
Okay.
Who was waiting for him? Someone else. Who put us on this mission?
Oh, it was the Grand Chancellor, Tarsus Valorum.
Can we find out where he is? Like, where he's sitting and stuff?
Yeah.
Do you have his number? The Chancellor?
Tarsus Valorum?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well.
I was hoping maybe your parents did.
Maybe. I'll find out. I'll shoot him a text.
Absolutely.
So, let's see if they have that that number.
Okay.
So I'm going to not be suspicious.
They have his office number.
I'm going to call that number.
Okay. Do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
A droid answers.
Hello?
Hail and well met.
Okay, sure. This is Tarsus Valorum's office. How may I help you?
I was hoping that you could help me actually reach him, like, now. Like, if there was another way that I could contact him.
Well, who is this?
This is...
And what is it in regard to?
This is Willy Roma. We had just had a conversation last night, and I wanted to talk to him before the Republic Rumble tonight.
Okay, he will be attending that. He is currently out of the office. I can leave a message.
Sure. I'll leave my number.
I know. Tell him we need to see him right away.
Do you happen to know where he's sitting? Like, which box this is?
I do.
Can you tell me that? I'm sitting in... Oh.
Due to security reasons.
Oh. I'm just going to leave my number and ask to get a call back ASAP.
Will do. Thank you so much for calling. Have a wonderful day.
And with that, you guys leave the ship and head towards the arena for the Republic Rumble.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.
G.I. Joe American Heroes.
That's it.
Give me an actual test.
Oh, give some to Jer. Mm.
No, not that.
Oh, okay.
Like Marky. Not
that. Oh,
sorry. Anything but that.
Oh. Hey.
Marky.
Give some to Jer. Oh.
All right.
Better.
That's
on brand at least. It's on brand at least.
I mean, can we not stop by after we're done?
Depends on how long it takes and where are we taken.
Okay, fair enough.
Where's he going?
So true.
No.
Right.
Yeah, what's going to happen to him?
Well, do you have the? Once we sedate him, we'll just take him.
Into the microphone, B!
It's because Jer looked over. I was like,
I imagine we just take him back to the ship.
How?
You're a son of a bitch.
Fucking shoulder. Put it back.
The shoulder.
Stop.
The shoulder. Put it back. Put it back.
Put it away. Belt. Put it away.
Get off my lawn, you blue ball demon.
I don't know what species she is.
What species should she be?
Tweelet.
Gamorrean.
A Gamorrean.
God! Gamorrean senator. Hey, I don't judge.
I don't know if that happened.
Especially
that probably wouldn't happen. They're not, like, dumb or anything.
She looks Syrian from far away.
They're not interested in doing that.
That makes the, like,
that
the retroactive shoulder sassiness even better.
A big old pig, like,
it wasn't a Gamorrean. I'll let it. It'll be a Nimbodian. Nimbodian?
Nimbodian?
Nimbodian. Yeah.
More like Nymphmoidian. What?
Nimbodian. Which is, it's a Duros. It's just a different Duros.
Yeah,
you'll split off thousands of years ago.
It's going to be weird, the family reunion.
Also, they gave me the stick. I kind of like the stick.
Yeah, those you have to be careful with. Those have killed 3 children last year.
Oh, I bet. I could probably kill a lot with this one.
Wait, are you hitting one and saying 4?
Yeah, you were
me. My daughter!
It's canon.
Sorry,
it's canon.
Kid flies through the room.
Just out the window.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
You don't get a dark side point because of the slapstick.
You two really need just to hash it out.
There's a lot of bad blood there.
I know.
There's a lot of damage that's been done.
When did you start humming?
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
Bad blood. Bad blood.
You know we got bad blood, me and my dad. We got problems. And we can't solve them. We got bad blood. Hey.
Yeah. No, for me, what are you talking about?
Sidebar?
Stunt juice?
He had, when he was hyped up on caffeine,
he had
him bring back the sedative.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I forgot about that, too.
Yeah.
I still have it.
Yeah. No, you gave it to me.
Did I?
It's inside of you.
Inside. Well, there's a little bit in
there. Oh, these ancient skies. Inside of you. I've had these wandering.
So,
and I
so it's
had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
And that's the game. And then you play another 10-12 hour game.
Ooh,
so I'm just
baby.
A bunch of those.
Sorry. So yeah, he can make it in a day,
like
especially
a
if he less
those.
Like.
And
the
writing's on the wall, and there's something other words that I don't know. No. Patrick Swayze does a dance, and he's wearing really tight pants on the floor.
Don't you remember?
the time
of my life.
And I
owe it all to you, said I swear. It's the song. Truth.
Wait, that's a what?
And I owe it all to you. Dirty babe.
No, but it puts baby in the corner. Dirty babe.
All right.
Doug's going to edit this in a few months and be like, what?
Fuck us. God damn it.
No. He's going to cut that part. He's going to export it as an M4R. Load that shit as a ringtone because that was gold. Gold.
Patreon exclusive.
I think our Doug thong.
Doug
thong.
Ooh, that Doug's so thong, scandalous. Thong. With a look in his eyes, so devilish.
Doug thong.
Hey, pause it. They're back.
Let me see that
thong.
Thong.